Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, July 11th, 2018. On this day in 1960, To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee was first published in the United States. A result of a response by the Senate administration to a parliamentary question by the CDU available in the Berliner Zeitung, the number of cases in which people in Berlin clinics become infected with hospital germs continues to increase. Since 2009, 534 people have died from these germs. Clostridium difficile is therefore the most dangerous germ. Of 964 diseases with severe symptoms, 327 were fatal, or 34%. The health administration has been trying for years to take countermeasures and improve the hygienic conditions in the clinics. For example, the FDP is considering only allowing hospital staff to wear short sleeves, as longer sleeves are regarded as germ carriers. In 2017, 1,763 patients were infected with hospital bacteria, compared with only 424 the year before. Good news for several cultural institutions in Berlin is they will receive additional federal funding. A total of 5 million euros from the Capital Cultural Fund was approved for 59 projects. The Schaubühne am Linnéeplatz, the Martin Gropiusbau, the Savvy Contemporary, the Kulturspringe in the Bauhaus Nonnenstrasse, and the Brücke Museum are particularly benefiting. The German Federal Cultural Foundation, which is based in Halle, will provide a further 5.6 million euros for 26 Berlin projects. For example, for the Theater an der Parkau, the Grips Theater, and the Doppelpass Theater Fund. Berlin's S-Bahn is planning unusual measures to become more reliable and punctual. Late trains on the S-41 and S-42 Ringbahn will be allowed to simply pass through certain stations without a stop. The planners think that this will allow them to catch up and return to the regular timetable. It also should prevent overcrowded trains from having to stop at each station and extending the delays. Three particular stops are under consideration: Hallensee, Hohenzollernndamm, and Heidelberger Platz. Affected passengers trying to get off at these stops will have to change trains. The Deutsche Bahn, which runs the S-Bahn, guarantees that for every train that passes through, the next one will stop. Another planned measure is that doors will open automatically after entering a station. Experiences from Munich have shown that this practice shortens the stop times. The 37-kilometer-long Ringbahn is one of the most heavily used lines in Berlin. A round trip takes about 60 minutes. As mentioned yesterday on Berlin Briefing, in the case of the jogger who has been in a coma for months and still has not been identified, the police are now taking unusual measures by seeing if the keys found at the man's location match the doors of apartments in the vicinity of the Volkspark in Wilmersdorf. A spokesperson for the German press agency, or the DPA, said that numerous police students were on the road on Tuesday with copies of the keys. The 60 to 70-year-old man was knocked unconscious on March 13th while jogging in the Volkspark. He's been in a coma ever since. The police have already asked the population for help several times by publishing various photos of the man, but so far without results. The jogger only had a few coins with him aside from the two keys. Both keys have company names stamped on them, but no security numbers that could otherwise have led to the registered locks. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.